More than 50 people are being charged in connection to a college admissions scandal, but the massive payoff scheme is highlighting existing inequalities within the education system. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Money appears to be no object for the 33 parents charged for paying bribes so that their kids could get into elite schools like Georgetown, UCLA, and Yale. But money's a big-time deterrent for other students. The Jack Kent Cook Foundation released a report in 2017 that included data from a national survey. One-third of the students surveyed were high-achieving students from low-income backgrounds who said they were discouraged from applying to college because of the cost. Tim Sullivan is a superintendent for the 16 schools that make up the Capital Region Education Council. He says that the scandal does have an impact on all CREC students because it upsets the competitive college process, but the biggest barrier to a high-quality college education is cost, and that's always put low-income students at a disadvantage.
Anytime there's competition for seats in colleges, there are winners and losers. If people are using unfair means to get access or unfair means to get an advantage in that process, it's not good for any student that either does not have the means to do that or has the means and chooses not to do something that's illegal or unethical.
There are about 8,500 kids from 71 towns that go to CREC schools. Sullivan says that 52% of them are on free or reduced lunch. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.